Blog Talk Radio. what you wanna do. Shoot your shot cause I'm bulletproof. Load it up and do-do-do. Baby, what you wanna do? I'm ready to pull up on you. I'm ready to do what I do. This type shit have you island. Last minute shit to the island. Drip, drip, drip when you're sliding. Dip, 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 baby, ride in. Don't hesitate when you in it cause you know I like it. Baking up a cake for you. Like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it. I wanna give up. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me your outside, boy. Know it's been a while, boy. I wanna give up. I wanna drive you crazy. Pull up inside me, baby. Fucking it up like oopsie daisy. Ain't no ifs and buts, maybe. Don't be laid up in that shit like you're lazy. I need you to roll up in that shit like you're skating. Baby, ain't a hold up, I'm that shit, I hate waiting. Do, 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 do. Shoot your shot, I'm impatient. This type shit had you island. Last minute shit to the island. Trip, trip, trip when you're sliding. Flip, 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 baby, riding. Don't hesitate when you in it cause you know I like it. Baking up a cake for you. Sweet baby, like it when you bite it. We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. Can't just be cautious about it. I wanna get wild. Take me for a ride, boy. Show me your outside, boy. Know it's been a while, boy. I wanna get wild. Oh yeah, you know you're right on time. Baby, bring it to me how I like. No, I need it more than just one time, two times, a few times. You know that I need it from you, baby, right on time. Baby, bring it to me how I like. I'm putting it over time.
Like a watch, bust me down. On the kitchen floor, right on that towel. It's my dick and I want it now. Ow. Tell me how you want it. Put me on my back, on my stomach. Baby, let me blow it like a trumpet. I could do it all. I could probably suck a watermelon through a straw. Believe me, every other day, new wig, new hair. Come take me out this smooth glare. I be waiting on you with some lingerie. Drop the pussy down low like bombs to wave. Boom. Nothing but a robe in your house. I wanna put these pretty pink toes in your mouth. Send news to your phone while you working. Boy, you gotta see this shit in person, believe me.
We can't just keep talking about it. We think too often about it. We can't just be cautious about it.
This where I live, yeah, and what I like. This where I'm from, yeah. about you? This is my age, this is my sign. This is where I live, and what I like. This is where I'm from, and what I do. This is what I love, how about you? What's the move, babe, what we doing? You can come through, babe, when it's cool.
Care about me. Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, La Perla Negra, and this is Poetic Therapy. You are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. It's sponsored by Raw Links. Why be average when you can be raw? I got my Raw Links. Unfortunately, my co-host is not here tonight, but I still got to give you the little slogan anyway. Ladies and gentlemen, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. You press 1. Don't just sit there and listen. I see you listening. Press 1 so you can be heard. Don't be afraid to talk to me. This is a place where you can relieve some mental stress through healthy conversation and some awesome open mic poetry. Now, what I'm going to do, because it seems like we're going to have kind of a short show tonight, I don't know, but I'm going to read you a little piece that I wrote. You probably heard this several times before, but I'm going to read it for you again. And it's called The Rainbow in My Blue Sky. I knew he was a Let me start back over. I knew he was broken when we met because he once asked, how do you go back to being strangers with one who has seen your soul? 11. So I told him, I don't know. But what I do know is you can't reach for what's in front of you till you release what's behind you. I love him because his presence is my smile. When I want to cry or frown, like I can't help but blush. But time is never abundant to our time together, so only in my head are we never apart. But that doesn't diminish my love for him in reality's awakened state, because everything about him is just. His principles breathe life to my mental. He stays true to his convictions. Oh, how I admire his strength. He's dedicated, loyal, and loving, king of my heart, and has brought me unspeakable joy. Once we were strangers. Now he's the cleansing drops of rain in my storm clouds, and when the sun peeks through, he's the rainbow in my blue sky. And that's the peace. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to open up this first microphone to my diva, my co-host of the Love Zone. How you doing, diva? What's good with you?
I'm good. Hey, I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing. I got fussed at today twice.
my
kids. my response was, look. It is what it is. They tend to forget who I am sometimes, I believe, you know. We always taught our kids that they could talk to us about anything. But I had to check them on their tone sometimes. Cause I'm like, look, I'll respect you and listen to you, but it's only one way I'm allow you to talk to me, okay? Before I cut your ass off. You know how they get. They get beside themselves. Like their little spirit jumps through the side and just lets them act a fool sometimes. You know, it's not bad. It's not disrespectful the way that they're talking.
Just,
it's just, yeah, it's the tone.
They get short with you. You're like, what? Yeah.
You know, I had to tell them, y'all just now getting grown, okay? I've been doing this thing. I done had many, many, many trips around the sun. So don't get it lost, okay? Diva, what's going on with you, love?
Nothing much. Hey, you know it. Wednesday, we're back in the love zone, and next Friday is Express Your Vibe. So, you know, everybody got to come through and express yourself. Don't suppress it.
No,
express it, right?
You know what? I love when you say that. That is like, that's just the best. I love when you say that. Don't suppress it. Express it. It's a lot of people out there that are very apprehensive about releasing what's going on with them, you know, expressing some things that do need to be let out. They hold on to it instead of talking about it.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely.
But, that's a good thing that your show is there for them. You know, I love that expression live. You know, that's becoming one of my favorite shows to have.
Yeah. All right,
now. I know you brought something delicious for us to listen to. I was told to stop using that word delicious on the other poetry shows, that it was only supposed to be for the love zone. But I'm telling you, that's my word. I'll patent that word. I'll use it wherever I want, whatever I want.
Well, you could use delectable, too. There's nothing wrong with the D.
Yeah, I could use delectable. I could. Mm-hmm. I could leave it for just a love zone and use delectable. You're absolutely right. Yeah, that's cool. That's cool. Yeah. So, what did you bring for us, Lisa?
All right, I got this piece, and I wasn't really sure how to title it, so I just left it alone. So, you ready?
The mic is yours.
Thank you. I don't know how or what to do. He affects me so. His words send me to places I never knew existed inside my head. To say it would ruin things, so I'll keep it in my heart instead. But I wonder, in the midnight hour, does he see the sky as I do? When we speak, I have these visions, and my world goes slightly askew. I want to reach over in the middle of the night, find him there, holding me, telling me everything's all right. I wish, but my wishes can't come true. Our planes are different, yet we connect. I don't understand why the need to be close consumes me, then drains me, because he's not here to hold me, to love me so I can love him, bonus, he'll be my strength. I won't change. My love has worth. Yet, I don't know how or what to do other than keep him to myself, a secret that stays in my head. To say it may ruin things, so I'll keep it inside my heart instead, and that's that piece.
Oh, Diva, you have such a way with words and expressing yourself, man. I just love that. I can understand that. I can definitely understand.
Mm-hmm.
I relate to that piece more than you know, girl. It was beautiful,
yes,
though.
Yes,
and everything that you spit just sounds so beautiful. You could say, you know what? I kicked Humpty Dumpty off the wall and watched him fall down and crack, and it would still sound good. It still sounds good coming from you. You just have that tone, I'm telling you. It's all good, you know? Man, oh, man, oh, man.
Thank you.
Well, do you want to throw it out there one more time about what you got going on in the universe?
Oh, absolutely. Wednesday, we will be in the Love Zone at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, of course. And on Friday, well, the topic is yet to be announced. And on Friday, we have Express Your Vibe. So that's open mic. Come in as you are, not in character. Just come as you are to express what you're feeling. All right? So that's it, Diva. Mm-hmm.
All right now. Well, thank you very much for that wonderful poem that you run down. I'm gonna put you over there in the therapist's office because you know he was tapping. He was sending Morse code. Okay, with the light on the phone.
Next to you, smoking
on my neck, girl. Will you please go on over there and see Roberto before he get fired?
I'm going,
baby. Working my nerves. Thank you, baby. One love, one.
Mic. All right, baby. One love, one mic.
Frozen all the love I'm all good because you're beautiful. But I need to know when things get hard, baby. Tell me that you won't fall. I'll give you my all, girl. You just gotta be worth my time. Promise not to waste yours. Promise me you won't waste mine. Oh, I will give you the world, baby girl. You just gotta be worth it. I will give.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Poetic Therapy. You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Before I go any further, I got to send a shout out to our illustrious CEO of Epiphany Radio, author Larry Maddox, a.k.a. For Real the Poet Douglas. Without him, there would be no us. We'll open up this next microphone to area code 713. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Sir Lawrence.
Hey, Sir Lawrence, how are you?
Not bad, not bad, not bad. I just noticed your show tonight, and I thought I'd just tune in.
Well, thank you. And you know what? It's my fault that I don't really have too many callers because I didn't send out the invites. I usually go through my list, but I was on something else. So I'm glad you caught it.
Yeah.
I'm glad you caught it tonight.
No. Go ahead. I was just perusing.
No, well, I'm glad you were. I'm glad you cruised on this side of the neighborhood because, I usually send out all the invites. I'm just, you know, it is what it is. But I don't have a problem playing music. I love music. I can listen to it all day, every day. And I hope that y'all would enjoy hearing it.
You got an audience, then that's all that really matters, you know.
Somewhat.
Just because they're not spitting, doesn't necessarily mean you don't have audience.
Absolutely. You are absolutely right. Now, speaking of spitting, what did you bring for us to listen to tonight?
Well, you know, that's interesting because I recently wrote this piece, so I get a chance to try it out.
All right. Well, whenever you're ready. The mic is yours.
The one that got away. She broke my field of vision. I suddenly saw sharper images. The universe aligned our parallels. Studying her was like taking a course in beauty. Homeroom was describing the points on this star. She moved with that just happened to look good, Gate. I saw everything me and my inner mind already discussed. Here, a gift. You know, given in full trust. As I was already saying, thank you. The time we were, and although now apart, we both agreed our lives together created a measuring stick no one else has been able to scale. What we had was too special, did run. Our existence at that time in another dimension. I saw the severing taking place. Couldn't get to it in time before the connection broke. The magnetic fields pulling this way and that. She was over here, I over there. Constellations floating between us. If I could just remember the galaxy, the modus operandi would be easier.
That was really, really beautiful. Was that based on something that actually happened to you?
Actually, it is. It's a true story.
Wow. That's really, really beautiful. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I loved it. I really did. And I thank you for bringing it to me. To listen
absolutely,
to it.
Absolutely. And thank you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, it's always an open mic here for you on whatever show. You know, you're definitely welcome to it all.
Well, dig that. Yeah, I was on a little homework assignment, and I had to shift to search. And I had already had this tab open, so I took a glance, and bam, there you were.
That's awesome. I appreciate that.
See that?
Thank you so much.
Check that.
That's what's up. That's
what is that?
And, you know, I'm a fan. Absolutely.
Yeah, well, thank you.
Absolutely. All right, love. I'm going to send you over there in the therapist's office. You're going to have to go next door to our lady because the VIP got my male therapist tied up in his office. He don't sell for her head over heels. So ain't nobody
getting
in.
I'm just going to say where he is.
He can't.
Yeah, where
he lives for her voice.
Yeah, oh, okay. The stand, huh? The stand taking
yeah.
The stand. I see.
There it goes. All right, so Lawrence, thank you once again for calling in. Enjoy the rest of your
all
night.
Right.
One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. La Pearl.
Body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears. Yeah. A place that is so pure, so dirty and wrong. Seeing the better day, better day, better day. Fucking everybody knows it's a paradise and it's a war zone. It's a paradise and it's a war zone. Feel untold. My enemy, my ally. Then we're free, it's just in life. I'm seeing the pain, seeing the pleasure. Nobody but you, body but me, body but us, bodies together. I love to hold you close tonight and always. I love to wake up next to you. So we'll piss off the neighbors in the place to feel the tears, the place to lose your fears. Yeah. A place that is so pure, so dirty and wrong. In the better day, better day, better day. Fucking everybody knows it's a paradise and it's a war zone. It's a paradise and it's a war zone.
Paradise.
Welcome back to Poetic Therapy, ladies and gentlemen. This is Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. For those of you listening online, the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. And press that 1 so you can be heard to area code 281. Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Who do we have on the mic?
Hello, Pearl Anika.
Uh-oh.
Hello.
I'm doing. How are you doing? Goodness.
How are you?
You want to tell everybody? You want to tell everybody who you are, love? This is a voice you haven't heard in a long time.
I know. This is subliminal.
Yes. My other diva. How you doing, love?
Hello. I'm doing good. Wait. I heard that somebody else was in the building. She came through, spit that piece, and left, and went straight to the. Mm-hmm. Is she hogging up everybody again, as she always does?
Yeah. See, my therapist, my male therapist, Roberto, seems to have developed quite. He seems to be quite smitten with her. Let's put it that way. I don't know if it's her voice. You know, but he seems to really become attached to her. And he, like, bugs me when I start up the show. I'm like, I haven't even started music or anything yet. You're getting on my nerves. You're getting on my nerves.
Well,
she'll be here.
I'm going to tell you what it is. It's not her voice. I think she goes over there and how she be laying down on that couch and thinking that it's a cinnamon bun, and that's what she's eating. She gonna get me. Oh, she gonna get me.
You know you wrong. It's 2 left shoes with no laces. Oh, she gonna get you. And I'm gonna have to hear about it first.
Oh, that's okay though. That's okay.
No,
I have a question for you.
The abuse. I want to know, when did I become the abusive liaison? What is that?
You be saying that when you allowed my husband to come on the show, talking all that noise, and y'all been talking, and then he come waking me up.
You ain't gonna do that. You ain't gonna put that on me.
We ain't gonna talk about that. We ain't gonna talk about that.
Because he came in and woke you up out of your sleep.
Oh, but wait, I found out why. I found out why he woke me up. See, I was thinking it was all of Epiphany. It wasn't all of Epiphany. It was J-Rob, the wise son.
Oh, okay.
That's
well, you
that
know what?
We're
not going to pick on J-Rob. He's not doing well. We
I
send
don't
out
care.
Healing prayers to him. Oh,
hear me?
I send
my healing prayers, but that, but he said, no, he's still going to get all of that. I said, I send him healing prayers, uplifting prayers, all that. Get well soon cards, balloons floating in the air, everything. I'm still gonna be subliminal.
Oh Lord, I hear that.
But anyway, I decided that I'd write something new for you. So this is
Oh,
I just finished it.
Oh shoot, and it's fresh ink. Oh, it's fucking tricky. Well, I'm. You know what? I'm anxious. So whenever you're ready, the mic is yours.
Controlling the afflicted thirst, that sultry existence molding our fluids, that presently invades desires beyond unknown limits, revealing tantalizing wealth, it's more than amazing. Building on the innocent vibe that bonds more than just minds. Is there any more room for splendid ecstasy dreams? Got me up in a sweat. This cold sweat forbidding myself to open my eyes up yet. We tangibly meet and share the same physical imprisonment. Obediently challenging to fit. To fit immaculately to bedposts in a ninth world. Your mesmerizing voice paralyzes my sexual urges, while your inescapable fragrance scent has me wishing you suffocate me with love. picture frame visions that coincide on cohesive calculations. We adore playing to realms of cornal contentment and non-resistance. Perfectly amazing reenactments of inhibitions that heighten sexual and sensual stimulation, anticipation, because you're an equal opportunist. Carefully you kiss and lick both sets of lips. Kindling, taking all your time, a point that she can't quit pulsating. Individually inflicting imprisonment, punishment, punishable performances that dampen lift in quarters, those quadrants. Those quadrants, damn. He had me changing my sheets after he went deep, deep, deep down south. But for now, masturbation is relieving sexual frustration because he's in a deep sleep. And that's that drip.
Is it fantasy or is it real? My goodness. That's hot. Coming in here with that hot stuff, girl. I like it, girl. I like it a lot.
I have to decide something.
Well, you made a hell of a comeback, that's for sure. I loved it. I really did. That was. I don't even know what my idea with my stylist. I got so caught up in it. Shoot. I tell you, I'm trying to use my stylist because I'm working from my phone. I killed my tablet, so I gotta, you know, work with what I got. And you done made me put the darn thing down. I don't know if I'm sitting on it. Fell down in my between my girls.
It's okay. Well, thank you, ma'am.
That was definitely hot, man. I hope you don't be no stranger, lady. And if I was you, I think I'd stay away from inner tubes.
He tried to kill me. Oh my God, he tried to drown me.
Wait a minute, you were riding with him. Okay, you were riding with him.
I was supposed to be in the front. You were supposed to be in the back. I don't know what happened, but it flipped. And my life flashed before my eyes. And all the people around told me, where's my phone? That was a Kodak moment. Yes,
oh,
he tried to kill me.
I'm trying to tell you, I would have paid to see that.
I'm so glad phones was not around.
You can't be around me, honey, because I always got my phone ready.
It's okay, though. Because, see, you know, one good flip deserves another, right?
That is true. That is very, very true. But
I'm not making threats because while he over there cracking a glass in, a little bit later, he flipped too.
Neither one of y'all got it on video.
I got it on video.
I gotta see this. Oh my God. We'll talk later. Oh, goodness gracious.
See y'all, I'm gonna get me and clown while I'm not around. I'm clowning while he's not around.
We didn't know he was gonna come on and
yeah, come on.
Manner.
Really?
We had no
really?
Idea. We hadn't heard from him. Listen. I'm fresh fish in the pond, so I'm learning.
When does he
okay?
not clown? When does he not clown? But you know
I'm
what?
Learning.
This is my anniversary weekend. We out. I got to finish getting dressed. I got to go. Bye, girl.
All right, girl.
You ain't finna get me in trouble.
All right. One love, one mic.
Keep on dripping.
Wow.
started something. I got what I wanted. Didn't I? Can't feel nothing. Superhuman. Even when I'm fucking Viagra, popping every single record. Auto tuning, zero emotion, muted emotion, pitch corrected, computed emotion. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Ow. Stripper booty in a rack like wow. Brain like Berkeley, met her at Coachella. I went to see Jigga, she went to see Z-Trip. Perfect. I took a seat on the ice cold lawn. She handed me an ice blue bong, whatever. She said she wanna be a dentist really bad. She's in school paying for tuition, doing porn in the valley. At least you're working, but girl, I can't feel my face. What are we smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby? Fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone. Love me none, love me none, love me none. Numb, 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 numb. Sink full of dishes, patient in the kitchen. Cocaine for breakfast, yikes. Bed full of women, flip on a tripod. Little red light on, shooting. I'm feeling like Stanley Kubrick. This is some visionary shit. Been trying to film pleasure with my eyes wide shut, but it keeps on moving. I blame it on a model bra with a Hollywood smile. Stripper booty with a rack like wow. I'll never forget ya. You put me on a feeling I never had, never had, never had. And ever since I've been trying to get it back. You pick it up and put it back. Now I'm something like the chemist on camp. But there's no drug around. I like what I found in you. I still can't feel my face. What am I smoking anyway? She said don't let the high go to waste. But can you taste, little taste, Novocaine, baby, baby. Novocaine, baby, I want you. Fuck me good, fuck me long, fuck me numb. Love me now when I'm gone, love me now.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's Poetic Therapy, and you are listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. I'm one. Oh, speaking of For Real, open up. Shut up, Rocky. Excuse me, y'all. dog. Let me open up this mic to our CEO of Epiphany Radio.
Hello.
Hey, for real. Oh, hello. Wait a minute. This sounds like Smeagol. Where's Smeagol?
Hello, no, it's Franco. No, this is Franco Fico. The matter. This is Poise Therapy. I've been having a problem with my bing bing boing. Getting I need therapy. I'm having a problem with my bing bing boing. Getting it up right. No. I can get it up, but I can't get it up right.
Oh Lord.
Is there some poetry that would pacify my bing bing boing?
I got some, but I'm not going to read that on here.
How many milligrams is it that you have? I need something strong.
This is 350 milligrams. Believe that. Ooh, now I have a dosage of 500 milligrams, but I don't want you to go into shock. Okay.
I need something in between 300 and 500. Milligrams, preferably.
Well, shot. You would take 1.5 then.
Anything that would improve the inflate the bing bing boing.
Oh Lord! I have something. If you would actually like to hear it, I do have something. You sure you?
I would love to hear it. I want to see if it makes the bing bing boing bounce.
It's gonna make it do what it do. Now you go. I tell you what. Why don't you talk a little bit about what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe and your Epiphany Universe, and I'll look for that.
I'm here for help. This is poetic therapy, and you're, like, refusing to give me assistance.
I'm not. I have something right here for you. Definitely. No.
Let me ask you a question. Do you have poetic needs and wants and longings? Or am I the only one?
I do, but I don't tend to discuss them. I keep them to myself.
I think this was open for discussion.
I don't need the therapy.
You just send everybody else to Raymond and Talantia. You send everybody
exactly.
else to Raymond
no,
and Talantia, but
you
don't
with the
help.
Beach Street. You don't with the Beach Street, Raymond.
Mm-hmm. I don't want that other guy, Roberto. Roberto
is just that's who's in there. He's fallen quite.
The last time
easily.
I saw Roberto, I had to go to a therapist.
Lord, he is a therapist. Oh my.
Well, somebody should let him know. All he's doing is passing out drinks back there. All he's doing is passing out drink and something in a syringe.
In a syringe? Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what. I will let you choose which therapeutic piece you would like, you want me to read.
Yes, I do.
Two of them are quite a story that's actually going in one of my books. And the two of them are about a red room and a dom and sub. The other one, I don't think it's about a room. It's just about a fantasy that he had. So, you know.
Who had the fantasy? You?
It's a particular. No, it wasn't my fantasy. It's his fantasy.
Who is he? I'm trying to figure out who you're talking about.
Who is he? He shall remain nameless.
Let's just go with the red room because that sounds very inquisitive. Anything that goes down in the red room most likely is what I want to hear.
All right, then. I don't have a title for this. So,
the mic is yours.
She knew what she was getting into, agreeing to enter his pleasure palace. She was well aware of the different rooms and what effect each one would have on her. Room one was the green room, also known as level one, and that's the introductory room. She's been there several times before. And that one teaches you about your body, allowing you to explore, allowing him to explore her. Room two is the blue room. This is where she shows him all that she's learned and how she wants to be pleased. She loves that room. She's never left it dissatisfied. Room number three is the red room. That's his room. She'd always been curious about it, but had an underlying fear about even mentioning to him again any interest in entertaining it. She remembers how he reacted at the time they were in the blue room and she asked him about it and how quickly he turned into taking control of her body. It had gotten so intense, it was like he was a different person. Animalistic even. He didn't frighten her, but she just wasn't ready for that level of intensity. So she vowed she'd never ask again. She doesn't know what came over her. She always stayed pretty much in control of her curious, wondering thoughts, but this night was different. In fact, that whole day was, his energy was even stronger than ever, and she knew that she never had to hold back with him, that it was her, it was always her choice, until it wasn't. This night, she needed to take control. She needed him to take control. She wanted the red room at any cost. And just as they were finishing dinner, she dropped her fork to get his attention and stared at him. He looked up at her. Her breath was slightly labored, and she said one word, chocolate. And he instantly got hard as a rock because that was the safe word he'd given her had they ever entered his pleasure chamber. He said, "Are you sure?" She nodded, and he grabbed her and kissed her passionately. He could barely contain himself as they left the dining room, headed towards the red room. They stopped at the door, and he asked once more, "Are you sure?" She replied, "Yes." He unlocked the door. As they entered, he flipped the switch. While closing the door, and the light revealed a room filled with every sex toy and tool you could even imagine, some she'd never even seen before, and all of them were colored red. In the back of the room was a bathroom. He said, "Go wash." I'm sorry. He said, "Go wash, and when you're done, put your hair in a bun after you climb on there," pointing to the bed with a red ribbon sitting there in the middle of it. "After. Understood?" She nodded and did as he said. She finished bathing and sat in the middle of the bed, tying the ribbon down her bun, waiting anxiously but patiently. Suddenly, a flip of the switch and the whole room turned red. And he said, "Sit still," as he climbed up behind her and leaned in for what she thought was a kiss on her neck. So she tilted her head. But he just sniffed her and said, "I told you to sit still. Now on your knees and give me your hands." He moved to the front of her and you got a lot of feedback coming through. He turned around to the front of her and put some leather cuffs attached to a neck collar. He said, stand up. And she did. And slid between her legs and parted her lips with his, circling her clit with his tongue. She moaned and tried to grab his hand, but the restraint prevented her. He stopped and said, don't move. And smacked her on her ass. He told her, if you do it again, I will punish you. With pleasure denial. Now let me eat. She didn't know what that was, but she didn't want to know. He licked and sucked up pussy so good she couldn't help herself, and she reached to grab at him again. She quickly apologized, but he stopped just as she was climaxing. She begged for him to put his mouth back on her, but he slid back and said, this is my world, and there are no second chances.
Oh, my. I would have to say to you, Ms. Pretty Negra, that I believe that no one has to go to the back room to see Raymond or Hildegard. When the host of the show holds the key to everything, I believe that was the cure to my being boring amnesia, because you have woken the beast with that peace. You know, ooh, when you said the catchphrase chocolate, that touched me. That, I believe, was the key word that I needed to hear was chocolate. I have had visions of being probed by illegal aliens with red tools at some point. Needed therapy. And you have rewoken that. That was a nice piece. That's what I wanted to hear. That's what I needed to hear. I thought that was beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you. That is part of a story in a book that I'm writing. So I'm trying to stop being lazy and add the rest to it because it's going to be very, very, very good.
Yes, 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 yes. Do you have a name for the book?
The one I'm putting it in, Reflections of My Mind and Soul.
That sounds beautiful.
Thank you. Thank you.
You should have a room back. I think people want to talk to you and not Raymond and Hildegard.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm serious. I'm serious, Pearly. I want to be in the Pearly Lab. That was beautiful, though. Sit on a serious note. That was some beautiful writing. Very sensuous in its tone, And it was a story, And I love the way that you used your cadence and delivering that piece. I love that.
Thank you. Thank you. Goodness.
Thank you.
I thought I was a little off with it, but thank you.
This should be one of your catchphrases as a therapist when somebody asks for help from you. And I would, if I were you, I would say this. I'll put it in a syringe. Put it in a syringe. And give them what they need, baby.
Okay.
So thank you, seriously. So I'm going to deliver a piece. This is an old piece, very old. And I don't know. I just want to reciprocate what you have delivered to me.
Okay. Well, the mic is yours.
Well, thank you, Ms. Pearly. The title of this piece is The First Time. The first time. Her kiss. Her kisses. When she kisses me, it makes me weak. Passions deep, once foreign to me. Yet her kiss. Her kisses. See. She asked me, she asked me, when was the last time that something was my first time? And before I could answer her, it was then that she kissed me for the first time. That was the first time. Now she and these satin sheets lay beneath me, and we love our bodies sing. We harmonize songs of unspoken words and poems, symphonies, music being composed, one mic between us, amplifying her heart's beat. Tasting her, I delicately, every time our lips meet, it's the first time. Percussion. This romantic drum beat pounding in the background, instigating me. Her uncovered breasts, mounds of almonds, joy, singing these suck me songs to me, enticing me. So I proceed. She fits these lips so soft with her harmonics as I played it, fiddled and fine-tuned it. Nipples popping her flesh meat, loves a buffet that I cannot wait to eat. See, she kisses me, bringing forth that beast in me when she kisses me. It's always the first time. Shit, my candle's been lit. Shit, she lit it when she kissed me the first time. Lips taunting me, her, this sweetness and these satin sheets beneath me. My composure hardens, her grapes ripen, both instantaneously as we pop corks of passions, and my nature erupts, hot lava and steam drips running down veins, bubbling champagne. In a distant horizon, her God-given womanly thing screams out, her jewels swell, screams out to be reciprocated by me in the same. What the hell? So my kisses she receives for the first time, passionately, spreading those knees, trick and treating like Halloween. So I grab for the muffins, and face first I pull myself in. I never been a swimmer, but in this I don't mind drowning in. Luscious, wet marshland, Dominican muffins in both hands, going in all this watermelon, stuff her woman with all this African. She moans in something foreign. I love when she moans fluently Puerto Rican. Ebonita muchachita, saucy chica, fighting back the spasms I just had, and the Charlie horse pulling my feet out of my sneakers. And like some mad scientist who's discovered some ancient secret, I discover the entrance to her feminine, and my soul screams out, Eureka. I'm in love as satin and she lay beneath me, kissing me, kissing me, kissing me, taunting me with kisses, kissing me for the first time, for the first time. See, now that was the last time. That first time was my last time. For the first kiss, that first inhale, the first time to be held like this, experiencing for the first time that grown-up shit, dong dumb, full of cum and stupid, my first love letter like this. How I love you so. It was a love letter, and it went like this. Love letter. Like some Harlequin romance novel, we kiss life together, living our deepest fantasies as we turned each magically delicious page. But the last chapter ended in tragedy before our lips could complete destiny's embrace. There was no need for ink or a pen, see, I'm writing love letters in pencil just in case something needs to be erased. See, we fell out of it just like we fell in it. Love. Love is the most sour of grapes. Bitter when you're left without it. Sweet as shit in the beginning. Many profess to have it. Many profess to possess it. Describes it like it's magic. And any holder of it, a magician. Love. Love, if you ever touched it for a minute or fell out of it, lost it, right now are you losing it? Love, like a rabbit out of a hat, poof, gone. Wow, where do they do that at? Love, love, and love for the first time, and love, that was the first time, and love. For the first time. That was the last time. That was the last time. For real.
Wow. Wow. That's a hell of a piece. I love that piece. Every time I hear it, I love it. Oh my God. I get so enthralled in it. I can't pick a particular part to comment on because the whole piece just is beautiful. And you know I'm a fan. Just the way that you read is a reason why you are called for real the poet, yo. Yo, that piece was everything. Mm-hmm. Oh man. From the first word to the last. I gotta try and take some lessons from you about your flow, man. It's just, oh God.
Actually, that's when you speak of books, that's out of the book. That's out of my last book, The Book of Chocolate. Woo. Good God almighty.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of funny thing. You know, the name of the book is Chocolate, Poems of Life, Love, and Circumstance. And it's it's not your average love book. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's not your average love book. It's about brokenness. So that's one of those pieces. Thank you for listening. I like to shout that out to my love, sweet darling, the one and only Miss VIP, my sweet baby sugar. Mm-hmm.
Oh, my. I don't think Roberto likes that too much, but ain't too much he can say about it because you're paying
Roberto needs to check himself before he wreck himself, you know what I'm saying?
I know that's right.
You know, Miss VIP belongs to me, sweet darling. Love. My bowl of love cereal. I pour milk on her and listen to the sound that she make when she snap, crackle, and pops like that.
I had to take a sip of my juice on that one. Okay.
I got another bowl if you like to climb in.
I'm good for now.
Okay.
Good.
I'm a therapist as well.
Okay.
Baby, baby.
God. Oh, Lord.
Listen. Shout out to my brother Poetic in the building. And big shout out and some prayers going out to my little brother J-Rob, the wise son. May he have a speedy recovery. J-Rob, stop trying to talk to people, bro. Rest your neck. Your neck.
I told him we'd be here when he get back. We ain't going nowhere.
Mm-hmm. Tell him to rest his neck. Stop talking to people.
He's going to be just fine.
Yes, he will. Shana Nabosa. Yes, he will.
Yeah. Goodness. Mm-hmm. You're an awesome poet, man. I'm so glad you pulled me in. I really am.
Well, thank you, Sister Pearl. Thank you, Sister Pearl.
Mm-hmm. I don't think I would be heard or anything. I probably would have still been stuck if you hadn't been so persistent. I'm grateful.
Well, I'm glad that you succumbed to the pressure. I know how like you and Poet like to talk about pressure and stuff like that, how you be trying to pressure him. I'm glad that you succumbed to the pressure that you're here at Epiphany Radio. And look at you now. You be pressuring the brother. You're hosting several shows and you're doing great. You're a great writer. You're a great poet yourself. To keep things real, we had a chance to honor you by doing your works. Was that last? That was the last Soul Cafe about 2 weeks ago.
You've
come a tremendous long way, not only as a poet and a writer, but as a person. As a voice that needed to be heard. And that's why you're here. I didn't choose you. It was God. It was a hand of God that picked you. You have a voice that needs to be heard. You have something positive to say, you know, the message that you put out there on Facebook, being yourself, not Miss Pearly Negra, but Danielle. So I thank you for, you know, being here at Epiphany Radio. Keep it real.
Thank you.
Yes, I am.
And yeah, it was God singing. It's definitely he's singing. I was going through something. He's like, I'm a put you back in touch with somebody that you need in your life, and that's what happened. And you know, it's crazy because they're 5 minutes away from each other. All them years.
Yes, all the 5 minute
walk.
Could have had. Mm-hmm.
Oh my
right around the
God!
Corner.
That's
I'm trying to. I didn't mean to say that on the air, but I got caught in the moment. Chocolate. Chocolate.
Umbrella.
Root canal. I can go for a thunderclap right now. Is Rain in the building?
She's right behind you. She is right up now.
Surprise, she ain't hit me in the back of my head. All right, well, look, let me get out of here. You got me cutting up and putting my business out in the street and everything. Listen, ladies and gentlemen, we have never had sex. So, you know what I'm saying? Don't listen to the rumors.
Oh, my stomach.
Well, thank you for helping me with my problem tonight.
You're welcome.
I'm much better now, as you can tell.
Oh, Lord. Thank you for calling in.
But before I go and you bring in the thunder deliverer, Rain, just join us Monday night, ladies and gentlemen, at the, always want to say, join us Monday night at Epiphany Radio. For Raw with Rain, hosted by the one and only Rain, and guest hosted by myself, and then the event page, covering things and making things happen, essentially, Janice. We're going to have open mic, huh? Well, we're going to unmute you and let you snap those fingers to the sound of the poet that come before you, okay? We're going to have some live open mic. But we need y'all to respect the mic while the poet is doing their thing. But we want y'all to be able to show some love up in here come Monday night. And there's going to be lots of surprises and some giveaways. So you might want to check us out. And that's Monday night, 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time. And that's at Raw with Rain this Monday, y'all. Hey, sis, I love you, baby. I'm going to get off this thing. I didn't hold you up long enough. One love, one mic. Shababy,
one love, one mic.
Take a shot, though.
Wow. Wow. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Khalil the poet. Then.
Sorry, kids, like you. Finding it hard to keep. Cause I've been thinking about you. The most part of my week. And I want you to be here. Be somewhere in a different day. Yeah. Come for love, baby. You are all I got, and you hold me for one. And for one more, I'm feeling naked. I'm strong enough.
This is Songbird, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Poetic Therapy from the Real Entertainment Network. You are listening to Epiphany Radio. We are coming up on the 10 o'clock hour. You have approximately 18 minutes before the Blog Talk lady says, thank you, goodbye. She has no chill. She will shut you down. And the dial-in number is 319-527-6300. So come on in. Call in. Put your hand up. Press that one. Be heard. All right? I'm going to open up this next microphone to another diva of mine and one of my favorite poets. We got us a... Well, it won't open. Got us a rain. Hey, diva. How you doing?
I'm over here practicing my thunderclaps. What's up, diva?
Welcome to Poetic Therapy. Y'all crazy. Y'all are crazy, but I love it.
I feel like the expectation is so high. I feel like, you know, I don't know that I have the ability, but I'm going to put in the work. I'm going to practice.
Lord,
the pressure is real. The pressure is real.
The pressure is real. I hear you, diva. I hear you. It's all good, though. Goodness, how you been?
How are you tonight? I'm good. I just, you know, it's been a busy, busy, busy time with, you know, getting everything ready for the show and getting the business up and running. So,
absolutely.
You know,
I'm here.
I love what I do.
That's the life of a queen, baby. We business women, we mothers, we healers, we all of that. And our job is never done. You know, lovers and consolers and all around friend. So it's all good.
That is fact.
It's all good.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Especially for those of us who know who we are, girl, our job is never over.
No, we always, and even when it is, we don't let it be. It's never over because when it's over, then it's something else. We're going to find something else to do. That's just how it is.
Yeah, you're right about that. I haven't found an end to anything that's going on, and I'm not looking forward to an end. So, you know, I'm going to keep myself going. But anyway, Miss Diva, I'm glad you called in. It's always a pleasure.
And
y'all did an awesome job Wednesday night.
Y'all
held it down.
Yeah, that was a good time. That was a good time. And you came in. You came in acting up. You still came in acting up. All the
I didn't
way
act up too bad, did I? I think I did okay.
I mean, it is recorded, so
I don't know, and I didn't even listen to it yet. I'm definitely going to check it out though.
Definitely need to do that, and then you go. Then I'll let you answer your own question. But we had a good time with Miss VIP. You know, we absolutely had a good time.
That's what's up. Y'all definitely held it down, though. I commend you. You know, the show was awesome. You know, but I mean, I wouldn't expect anything less from the three divas. Look, it's all good.
You know, that's how we. But they were big. I mean, you saw it took two of us to fill your shoes. So, you know, it was a lot. But you know, we did our best. We definitely did our best.
Wow, y'all did an awesome job.
Yeah,
and I appreciate you filling in for me. I really do. Thank you so much.
It was a pleasure. You know, I was over here and I had a piece picked out for tonight, but then y'all went into story mode and I was like, well, maybe I need to switch my piece up. Like, y'all
don't
on some different kind of therapy tonight.
Don't switch. That was the CEO requesting that. I never do anything like that on here. On Poetic Therapy.
And then he came.
But it was requested.
Then he came
in. Yeah. And then there was for real. So I had to oblige. You know, I was happy to. I was happy to. I just it's out of the ordinary for poetic therapy, but it's all good.
Well, then I'll let you pick Key of Honey or Forbidden. Key of Honey is what I did last night. Forbidden is a longer story.
Forbidden.
But you've heard that one before, too. But
I still want to hear it again.
Forbidden?
And,
okay.
Yes. And the mic is yours.
Thank you. Laying here, naked, weak limbs spread across plush white sheets, glowing in a blue room illuminated with black lights. Windows open wide with no care for who sees. We have been on full display. I'm spent, breathless, nipples swollen and erect, red lipstick smeared across my face and your lips and your thighs. Black mascara traces the evidence down my cheeks of how you fucked my limits and I swallowed every ounce of pleasure you poured into me. Just before you wrapped your hand around my neck, pulled me up and kissed me deeply, see the taste of you is never wasted when our tongues meet. While puddles of sweat gather at the small of my back and my thighs continue to beg my hips for reprieve, they seem to enjoy the way you manhandle me. Abusing my pliability, bending my body, twisting my limbs, you love watching the sheer pain and pleasure this contortionist act gifts me. As you devour my plump, delectable offering from the front, the back, the side, the way your tongue slid between pink, swollen folds, slow and deliberate, you felt my flower bloom on the tip of your tongue as your fingers searched for the root of it. I said my flower bloomed on the tip of your tongue as your fingers searched for the root of it. The expression on your face when you slid them inside and realized that these waters seemed uncharted. You were about to explore and discover land and sea within me, and you did. My regard drank every animalistic movement you made. I love watching you, sweat dripping from everywhere, yet somehow no evidence of fatigue. You calculated as you rise to the foot of the bed, aggressively yanking me by both ankles to the edge, flipping my ass over, pulled my ass back, and slowly slid the tip inside. Deep stroke as you stand up in it, your thick head still sensitive, so you just hold it there for a minute. My pleading moans are demanding it, so you spread my ass open, your thumb scoops and preps my forbidden with coconut cold press now primed and ready for your sex. To explore the depths of me, and I mean all of me, because when we fuck, it's always in the name of love. There are no limits to this, no restrictions on the places we explore. Suddenly, I feel a hard bite on my ass cheek, followed by a smack, a scent of sensation through me. I relax completely, and now you're inside of me, slow strokes and rhythm as we move together. Your downstroke and my backstroke filled with permission, faster and slower. And then just when your hips kissed my ass, your hand reached around. Fuck. Now vibration on my clit as your strokes become longer and faster and deeper. We are in sync, both edging. I love the way we do this. I feel the pressure and the pulse of your pleasure, intensified speed. My clit is on fire. Fuck, you slid it inside. The tip is resting on my yoni egg. Oh, my fucking God. The backstroke flows. I explode, and then you explode. We both convulse as you fill me with your gratitude and spill, and I spill for you. You smack my ass. We collapse. Just before we fell asleep with you still inside of me. I'm so tickled, amused, really. Somehow you thought that one night would suffice. yet here you are waking up still inside of me. Yo, the plush of my soft, warm ass pressed against your hips. You reminisce of twisting my limbs as you wished, how you went deep sea diving and discovered the jewels in the bottom of my pussy. You didn't know just how valuable she was. These flashbacks got you growing now. It's time to rise and shine, or is that grind? As I shift hips and my body whispers good morning with inviting movements, together we smell like time well spent. But the way we fucked, we were going for bankrupt. Baby, you should be going now. This was supposed to be a one-night tryst, right? But the way the walls of my ass collapsed on your shaft, reminding you of what total submission feels like. The way I topped from the bottom had you wondering if you were still dominating the situation, and how the softness of my body felt pressed against yours as we played and laid and reveled in the aftermath. I know it felt a little too much like right. Perhaps that's what you're afraid of. Maybe. I feel you, still growing harder and thicker, and you feel the slick of my lips hug your girth. She's weeping with sheer gratitude with every inch you give. You wonder, should you play it safe, slowly withdraw and just be thankful for the one night invested? Or should you double down, take your chances, trust your gut, wrap your arm around my waist, pull me even closer, bury your face in the nape of my neck, smell my willingness to give this a chance? Slow stroke as I meet each one, our bodies in unison as we become poetry in motion, the irony of that, I don't know. Tell me, what's your next move? Baby, what is it that you want to do? That's right.
Okay. Oh, Jesus, I love that piece. Yes. I got stuck for a minute on my flower bloomed on the tip of your tongue. I'm very, very visual with my body and someone else. And
finger search for the root of it. Yes. Yes.
Girl, I'm trying to tell you, I'm
One without the other is like, listen, we need both.
Girl, I'm trying to tell you, I make all kinds of, I do all kinds of craziness in my head. And then you said, our love edging. Is that what you said?
Yes. Somewhere in there, that is what I said.
God. Yes.
Yeah.
Girl, oh my goodness. Oh, child. That piece.
Oh, I'm so glad you enjoyed it.
I think I would. Lord, I'm glad
I don't do that. I don't do it very often, and I think it's because of the nature of it, but I do enjoy doing it when I do it. It's actually two pieces in one. Because it was two different prompts, and I kind of continued this one because the first one was, the prompt was, making love while fucking, I think, and an exhibitionist. They had thrown two out there, so I put two in one, and then the second one was one night something. So I just put them together. They seemed to fit.
You did that. You did the damn thing with that, and I loved it. I really, really, oh my God. Girl, and just to listen
Thank
to you read, period, you know, it goes back to what I was saying with my diva VIP. You could say anything. I kicked Alice down the rabbit hole just to get her there faster, and it would still sound good. I'm trying to tell you. it's y'all's voices and your cadence, and you never stumble over your words. You're so smooth with it. It's effortless.
Oh, I appreciate that, but I just stumbled a couple times.
Well, I couldn't tell.
I appreciate you. Okay, good. I recovered well then. But I definitely stumbled a couple times.
Yes.
It had been a while since I read this. This was the piece I was going to read last night. And then I softened it up a little bit.
Okay. That's all right.
When I
it's
said,
all
yeah,
good.
Yeah.
It's all good. That's what's up. Came in here and made a storm on us, girl. Not just rain.
I'm practicing my thundercraft. That was my practice. I was practicing.
Well, you
the
CEO
asked for a thundercraft clap. There you go.
Okay. And that it was. Now, before you get up out of here, can you please tell us what you got going on in the Epiphany Universe? Because I'm anxious.
Yes.
I'm excited.
Listen, you and Vibo, I feel like BTR, the BTR, Karen, she wasn't ready for all the heat that the poets was going to bring last week. So, you know, she kind of shut things down. But I think what it was, you know, it just gave us more time to brace ourselves for all the heat that's going to come through.
Most definitely.
I am excited. We have As Raw with Rain Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern. I will be accompanied by our very own CEO. It is open mic all night. It is Color Me Muse. We will have Essentially Janice on the event page, keeping it popping because y'all know she keeps it all the way live in there. I am excited because we have announcements. We have giveaways, both the CEO and myself have our businesses, Pulse Designs LLC and Raw Links LLC, and we will be giving away products to three lucky individuals that will happen after the show on the Raw with Rain page. So I'll be doing a Facebook Live. I plug the names into an app, so there is no pulling names out of the hat. There is no none of that. I have no control over who wins. Anyone that gets on the mic is going to be entered to win. Due to the nature of two of the gifts, they are, one is for the males, one for the females. So those names will be separated separately onto those particular apps for those drawings. And then the third one, which will be sponsored by Pulse Designs, will have everyone's name. So the men have two chances to win. The women have two chances to win. So that's it. 9 p.m. We hope to see everybody there. Come through. It's going to be fun. Larry broke it down very well. We will be announcing several times through the night how we're working to open the mic. So we just ask that you please help us make it a success.
Absolutely. And I'll be there with bells on, girl. You know I'm going to be there.
I'm excited. Thank you.
Yeah,
I appreciate
it. There
you
have it, ladies and gentlemen. Please tune in Monday night with Raw with Rain, the CEO of Epiphany, for real, the poet. It's going to be a blast, definitely. All right, Diva, thank you so much for calling in. You know it's always an open mic here for you, because you can.
Always. always be here to support. And one love, one mic, and if you're under the sound of our voices, you made it to overtime. All right.
Absolutely.
Thank you, later.
One love, one bite.
Bye. One love, one bite.
Wow.
It's getting kind of dark already. Should I light up? Come here and let me.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Poetic Therapy. You're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Now, like my diva said, you have officially made it into overtime. We got one last call. I'm going to open up this mic. Hey, Automatic Charismatic, welcome to Poetic Therapy. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing fine. I didn't expect to be a last caller.
Well,
but yeah.
You know, you never know how things gonna go. You know, so I didn't think it was gonna be a complete and total show tonight either, because it started out so slow, but it wound up being a pretty good show with some callers in. So there you have
okay.
it. What's good with you?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I just had some time, you know. I had some time tonight, and
mm-hmm.
I don't always have time. Do a poem.
Okay. Uh-huh.
And I'm working on my book right now.
Okay.
So I'm trying to, like, doing a rough copy, and probably need to – it's not a poem. It's more of a formula. So
okay.
It's called Formula 91382. So I'm working on that. But I will one day write some poems.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I'll 'cause I have poems on pages. You know, Grown
mm-hmm.
and Sexy. I have the civil rights movement, Black Lives Matter. You know, so
mm-hmm.
I have poems there.
Mhm. Okay. All right. Well, did you plan on spitting something tonight? Or you just wanted to
of course.
Let everybody know about the book. All right, well, then let's get to it. The mic is yours.
All right, this poem is called Time for Evacuation. If you listen to the words that I'm about to speak, terminology is not hidden. Words of knowledge is never forgiven in this state of mind. If I'm good to you, will you hear about the relation? Or will you change the whole situation? Say, I'm here for you in your time indeed. But don't let love fall into the hands of fatigue. Because people would be sick and tired. If love is real, then love never expired. You know the harsh in reality. This love in this time in the review of the brutality, because it gets brutal. If we don't make both of us useful, literally, speaking in this time and this day that love should be above average, we all take a whole different type of challenge. You see, I want to go ahead and make you my whole livelihood. Everything in this life would just be so very good. But if I cannot see the appreciation, everything will fall it down, not solid, and love will be invalid. So the evacuation will cause me to be divided from you. I love you. So I don't want you to fall on hard times, but you got to learn that I'm there for you, that I'm not even trying to speak to any other woman, but only you can transfer love from love to one heart to where it all start and we rip apart. See, this is a time that I want to show and be focused, but it's this type of love so hopeless. See, I've been reminded of your smile, and I just love your style, because everything that we have been through is so worthwhile. Remember the mile. Remember that
special time and that love that I saw all over your face. But should you be replaced, you need to answer that. Are you going to be here for the good and the bad? Maybe love is something that's so real that I just speak on my behalf. But this is the time, reviewing and using this time that we don't lose. I see you taking it all and you may seem kind of confused. But don't let this type of love be so kind of like abuse. See, the nature is part of what we may see later. Yes. But is it time for the evacuation? Is it? Will love, like, leave us alone? Will it? Will you not smile for me because I didn't have it for you this time? Will you? Will you change about marrying me? Because this is supposed to be a life partnership. Remember, do you accept me for the good and the bad and the sad and that we all may be so glad that I'll be your groom, you be my bride, and what we can decide? But I ask you this again, because I see the exit right by the door. And then I see the enter when we ready to explore. The ideas are so realistic, loving you for every minute. But which door should I choose? I'm paying my dues. I don't want to lose. Now, I'm spreading the news. Frank Sinatra. Feeling like love is like the Phantom of the Opera. But which door that I come here before? I've been here before. Now, should I come here or will it be the time for evacuation? This automatic, charismatic, deliberate lynch. Gives in. I'm all in if I've been dry.
Wow.
That's a freestyle.
That was pretty deep. That was pretty deep. Is that a true story?
Yes.
Wow. That was deep.
If I'm with you, I'm with you. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
If I'm with you, I'm with you. My only thing is that I don't mind doing anything for a woman as long as she appreciates it. She don't appreciate it. See, it's like this. People, you gotta, sometimes it's money. Like if you say, hey, you got it. Oh, you ain't got it. Okay, it's cool. I know if you had it, you give it to me. If you get mad because somebody ain't got it and you call us to talk to somebody, are you there for your own gain? Because when people only think about themselves, they cause the pain to somebody and being selfish and making somebody else's life hell. Selfishness is the leading cause to breaking up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, selfishness is why the world is in the state of that it's in. But thank you for that awesome piece and calling in. I'm going to put you over there in the therapist's office with everybody else.
Oh, you know I got drinks.
Lord.
Come on, I got
well, you
a bottle
know what?
Of bub.
Well, you know
I got
what?
Bottle,
they,
can I bring my bottle of bub?
No, because you're trying to get the state board. You're getting in trouble with the state board. I told you about that before.
I'm going to sneak it up in there.
All right, Otto. Thank you very
I'm
much for calling in.
I'm sneaking it past security.
All right. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen. I want to thank everybody that called in tonight. This is a really, really great show. Without you guys, it wouldn't even been happening for me. You brought those wonderful pieces. I'm a little tired tonight, so I'm a little discombobulated right now. But I want y'all to continue to love yourselves. And if you don't, please get that good relationship going with yourself. That's where spirit dwells, okay? And continue to love one another, respect each other, and continue to stay safe because this germ out here is still attacking people, okay? And just thank you. Shout out to everybody that called in. And I'm going to leave y'all with this. Peace.
I fear that you'll be gone for good, so now hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Said a father left a young man. He said he'll be back with that same stone that you just said you'll stay forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. Like you're the only reason for it. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do. It seems that you're the only reason for it. I've been bleeding in your silence. I feel sad burning your violence. Hold on like leaves and fall to what is left. Before I sleep, I talk to God. He must be mad with me. It's come. I'm confused to outspend my forever with. Oh. It seems that all the autumn leaves are falling. I feel like you're the only. All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.
So the iceberg never broke. And I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked at it, and I poked, and I poked, and I poked at it, but it stayed stagnant. Then I poked at it some more, and in my notepad, and I wrote, and I wrote. If I don't have it, if I don't grab it, if it don't chip, then a tote tag is one last. I'm a hope, I'm a hope. So iceberg, don't float, don't float. If I do manage to do damage to you, damn it, it'll be grandest, 10 grammys or my granny still standing with a note,
with a note.
That red granite, don't you panic when you make mistakes
the most.
One day it'll make you grow,
you grow.
When you're outlandish and you lose manners, to God you shall consult,
consult.
When the bright cameras are still cramming in your face and it provoke,
provoke.
You to act mannish, just stay planet, cause you're reaping what you sow. Keep positivity in your heart and keep a noose from round your throat. And when you get mad and when you poke at it, when you poke at it, just note, man, that iceberg is a reflection of you. When you renew your visions, you think you've had some Titanic. The fuck you would do to a critic, my nigga? Yeah, yeah, tell me what does cry.
All the things you do, all the things you do, all the things you do.